Chapter 20. Ron expected the meal to be noisy, and it was. The air conditioner was a wall unit in the dining room, and when they sat around the long table, it caused them to raise their already elevated voices. Ron was seated next to Celeste, who had Angel in her high chair on her other side. Angel was not happy with this arrangement and started to cry. Mario bellowed, "What's the matter, Princess?" Angel cried louder. "Don't let this baby cry," hollered Mario. He was looking at Celeste. "Do something to help her." Celeste unstrapped her from the high chair and took Angel into her arms. She scrambled across her mother's lap and held her arms up to Ron. Anna's mouth dropped open. Tina grimaced. Mario grew quiet. Barb said, "Oh, she wants to be next to him," and got up and moved the high chair so that it was between Celeste and Ron. Angel stopped crying immediately. Ron lifted her up and strapped her into the chair. "Check those straps, make sure they are secure," Anna said to Celeste. The hum of the air conditioner was now the only sound. Little Joey pointed at Angel and said, "Crying." Angel ignored him. Tina took Joey's arms and said gently, "Don't point at your cousin." After dinner, the men went into the living room to lay down and wait to be called back for coffee and dessert for the arrival of their after-dinner guests. Ron started to help clear the table. He had been taught that was what he should do, and the lesson had stayed with him. It made the women nervous. They were not used to him to begin with, and now he was in their kitchen and doing things like a woman. Tina called Celeste into the dining room and whispered, "Tell him to go into the living room with Joey and Daddy." "Did you even bother to say hello to him?" said Celeste. Tina turned and walked away. Celeste motioned for Ron, but he didn't see her. "Ron, could you come here a minute?" Ron put the plates on the counter, and Tina quickly lifted them up and brought them to the sink. Celeste said, "Do you want to go downstairs and have a cigarette?" "Sure," said Ron. "Go ahead. I'll be right there." It was going to be an afternoon of juggling, thought Celeste, as she went back into the kitchen. Anna was sitting at the table, smoking, and watching her kitchen be cleared. "If he breaks that baby's heart, I'll beat him with a shoe,"